New Year's Eve Praise and Communion by David Brant Berg. Here we are on the last night of the year, contemplating what we have accomplished this past year, what progress we have made, what blessings we have received, and how good the Lord has been to us. Maybe it would be a good idea to make it a practice on the last night of the old year to take stock, to sit down and think, what have I accomplished this past year? What progress have I made? On the last night of the year, can you recount the many blessings you have received during this past year? How good has the Lord been to you, and what blessings has He given you? It's a good time to count your blessings and to praise the Lord for what He's done for you this past year. We count our first and greatest blessing by remembering Jesus, which we do when we partake of communion. The Bible says that He took bread, and when He had blessed it, He broke it, and He said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And just as the Bible says, "By His stripes we are healed," think of how many places Jesus' body was broken for you and me. His body suffered many wounds. He bled, His body was broken, His body was hurt, and He suffered so that we can be healed. Before He died, He took the bread and blessed it, and He broke it, and He said, "Here, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Do you need healing? Take and eat the body of Jesus Christ, which was broken for us all, for our healing. For by His stripes we are healed. It's the best medicine in the world. And after the same manner He took the cup. After He had supped, He said, "Take, drink. This is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the remission of your sins." As we drink the communion wine, let's remember His forgiveness of our sins. This is His blood shed for the remission of our sins. So take a good swig to make sure that you're testifying and remembering that Jesus shed His blood for your sins. He said, "As oft as you do it in remembrance of me." Paul said we were going to have communion until Jesus comes. "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come." Now that's a wonderful promise, because that shows that there will still be Christians here doing this no matter what happens, despite the Antichrist's kingdom and hell on earth. Some of us are going to still be here doing this till Jesus comes. Isn't that wonderful? So here we are on the last night of the old year, remembering the Lord's death until He comes. Thank you, Lord, that we can remember You, what You did for us in Your love, to redeem not only our spirits, our souls by Your blood shed for the remission of our sins, but even our bodies, to save our bodies, to heal them by Your body broken for us. By Your stripes we are healed. Greater things. Be prepared for a new wonderful year for the Lord, possibly in new areas and with new methods and means, and maybe even some new people. God is going to do marvelous wonders, signs, and miracles in the year to come. We can look forward to greater things. Jesus promised it. "Greater things than these shall ye do." Jesus never personally passed out millions of pieces of literature, but He did through you. He personally never preached to as many people as we've preached to. Personally, He never won as many souls as we've won. Personally, He never visited as many countries or spoke as many languages or printed as much literature or was on radio or television. But you have done all these things. You have been all these things and you've done all these things. But of course, Jesus has done them all through you. It is all His work. As He said, "Greater things than these shall ye do." So in a sense, you have done greater things than Jesus did when he was here on earth. Not greater things than Jesus has ever done, because he's done it all through you. Thank the Lord for a wonderful year last year. And thank God it's gone. I wouldn't exactly want to live it over again, would you? I prefer some new fresh challenges and new trials and new tribulations and new triumphs. I'm sure we'll have plenty of new opportunities this coming year. Maybe new challenges we haven't had before. I'm sure the Lord will be able to help us make it and help us cope with the challenges and win the victories, surmount the obstacles and accomplish His purpose for this coming year. He hasn't failed to support us and provide for us. He hasn't failed to protect us and keep us and strengthen us. So long to the past year. It was a good year, but the next will be even better. Every day with Jesus is better than the day before. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I'm looking for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. R.C. Lovelace. I love Him better every day. Close by His side, I will abide. I love Him better every day. S.E. Cox, T. Harris. Be a blessing to someone today. Tell them the story how Christ came from glory, and be a blessing today. Author unknown. Don't worry about yesterday. Forget about yesterday, except to thank the Lord and count your blessings. And don't worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself, and the Lord will take care of it when it comes. But love Him better every day. Grow sweeter every day, and be a greater blessing every day.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.